Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Who's the best team in the AFC right now? It's the Patriots. Well, everybody knows that answer. But then who's next? You know, what you saw from Baltimore to go out west, the Pacific Northwest, win that game yesterday, do it on the legs of Lamar Jackson, and be able to play defense. I think that that was really, really interesting, how they played defense. They went back to what the Baltimore Ravens used to be, a defense-first team kind of yesterday, and stopped Russell Wilson. Have they set themselves above, or are we going to find out when they play the Patriots how good they really are?
Or are they just another one of those teams? I mean, I don't think anybody approaches the Patriots right now in the AFC. I think the next question is a Mahomes-less Chiefs team against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens at his best. Is that a wash for the number two spot in the AFC? Or, you know, that's what the dynamic is going to be. And I think, you know, over the course of the next month, we'll get an idea of that, because the Ravens' schedule stacks up that they'll get to test themselves, not just against New England in 2 weeks, but the Chiefs. Without Mahomes leading, I would imagine, if it makes any sense, they'll go without Mahomes up through their bye just to give him an extra week off. We'll find out. You know, who is the next best team in this AFC? I don't think anybody believes it's the Bills, even though they've got the next best record.
Do you believe it's the – get out of here, Jeff.
I think it's the Colts second, but the Bills are third.
No,
I think the Bills have allowed 91 points
this
year.
This is it.
They sleptwalked through a game and still won.
This is if Mahomes is hurt. If Mahomes is healthy, you're telling me the Bills, they're not better.
No, I'm saying as we stand right now, Bills are three.
The Colts aren't even the Colts. I know they beat the Texans yesterday, but the Colts aren't even the best team in their division.
I agree with you.
The Texans are better than them.
I think the Texans are better.
I don't think so.
I think the Texans, because of their quarterback play for the long haul, could be better.
Yes.
But he's thrown multiple picks now in two straight games.
I know, but I think in playoff time, I think he could be better. But let's get back to the Ravens, though, for a minute. Does he need to show more with his arm, or is that a fallacy that Lamar Jackson needs to throw it better against better teams? Like, if he keeps winning, but people keep finding picks in his game and excuses in his game that he's not getting it done. Like, are people paying attention to things and missing what the big story is, and that they're wins? Who cares? He's getting it done, and you're judged on wins.
You want a real test? Get the New England Patriots. And have an extra week to prepare for the New England Patriots. You made a good point earlier, Colin. You know, the New England Patriots, when they get an extra week to prepare for somebody, just pick them apart. It doesn't matter who it is, right? But what do the Ravens do with an extra week to sort of pick apart their flaws, especially offensively, and say, we've got Lamar Jackson, we've got Mark Andrews, we've got this weapon, we've got that weapon. How do we make the most of what we think we can do against the New England defense? Can we find holes in what most people agree is the best defense in the league right now?
Lamar Jackson went 9 of 20, and that threat of a pass was good enough to win in Seattle. In a one-loss Seattle team, and they put...
Well, they ain't the Legion of Boom anymore, though.
No,
but you make a good point.
You go into Seattle and win with... just under 50% completion.
So assuming the new look Ravens secondary can slow down Tom Brady and the Patriots, is Lamar Jackson enough?
Big assumption,
against,
by the way.
Right, against New England, even if it's at M&T, is that enough? Is Lamar Jackson enough to basically outduel a somewhat neutered Tom Brady?
We're talking two different games. Maybe in the regular season, but again, when Belichick has 2 weeks, because they're going to get the bye, to prepare in time to just watch Ravens film and get ready for the Ravens, I don't think so. If that's the way that it works out,
I just
don't think so.
When we talk about who's the number two team in the AFC, the actual functional piece of that is, if you can become the number two team in the AFC, you don't have to go to New England right out of the box in January.
And by the way, I'm with you, because I look at what the Steelers defense did to Lamar Jackson, and New England's defense is far and away, at least right now, the best defense in the AFC.
Best part of yesterday's NFL action, though, was Aaron Donald putting Devontae Freeman in that Frankstown funk. I mean, he just picked him up. And he just said, hold on, wait a minute here. All the mouthy stuff is done. We're finished. I'm just going to pick you up.
I'm going to pretend like it's my dad's basement, and I'm going to just pick up all this 240 pounds and just move it.
And we're gonna stop the nonsense, and you're eliminated from this, and here you go. I mean, that was some old-ass man strength, and he just moved on.
Excuse me. He's a freak.
I can't imagine having cross words or being on the bad side of Aaron Donald. No. It's a real bad – It's a bad decision.
Yeah, it's a place I'd like to not be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.